Yes, hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 4:11, and we promised that we would keep you updated on the situation with Adrian Gummo and the Lancaster schools. And joining us right now with an update, oddly enough, we have Adrian Gummo. Adrian, people are going to start talking about us, and I just want everybody to know this is a business talk show and guest relationship, and I love the fact that you met your husband when you were in kindergarten. I saw a story online about a little boy who promised in preschool he was going to marry this little girl, and sure enough, after all these years, they actually got married. It's a very famous internet story. They use it a lot for clickbait, but when I saw it today, I said, well, that's Adrian. That's Adrian.
Yeah,
well, not literally you, but that is your story. The video of your dressing down, but ever so politely, the Lancaster School Board has now been viewed how many times?
I believe it may be up to 1.3 million, and then on the YouTube, because that's a whole separate one, that was up to, I believe, about 10,000.
Because it was 1.3 million, I think, yesterday. So today,
yeah,
I can
not
only
sure.
imagine.
I've had a busy day. I haven't really been able to check. So, but yeah, that's I think where it was at.
But you actually, you sent me an update on your interactions with the Lancaster administration. And I asked if you would share on the air the latest in terms of your interactions with them.
Yes, I just want to make sure that I'm being completely transparent and that everybody has just accurate information. So after being on your show yesterday, I did receive two emails. Both were from administrators. And they thanked me for my email, apologized that it took so long to get back to me because it's a busy end of the year. And then they basically in their emails only spoke of my scheduling concerns with my other three upcoming children to this grade level, because part of my email to them was, you know, aside of all of my concerns, I want to make sure in the future my other three children are not placed with this teacher. And so their response only addressed that part of it, saying, oh, we can try to work with their schedules, but scheduling can be difficult. So they did not in any way address any part of my email that had to do with the real core of the problem. They didn't mention anything about what happened with my daughter and her teacher. They didn't mention the assignment. They didn't mention if or how at all, if it's being dealt with. But that was the entirety of the situation. I still have yet to receive anything from the Board of Ed, though. That was two administrators.
And you delivered your speech a week ago last night. This is Tuesday, right? Yes, a week ago.
Yeah.
Last night, and you have not heard from the Board of Education. Don't you find it, because I do, just a little bit weird that they didn't address why you got in front of the Board of Education? They didn't address, as you said, the core issue of your daughter being told that an answer was wrong. And this came up in the previous hour of my show, but being told that an answer is wrong when, in my opinion, it is a subjective situation and not an objective situation is just plain wrong. And that seems to me like indoctrination, because what gender you are, there are many of us who believe, as your daughter does and as you do, that your gender is what you were when you were born. And there are those who say, oh no, it is what you are as you grow up and what you decide you are. And I'm thinking to myself, we're not dealing here with an objective situation like 2 + 2 = 4. That is objective. It's provable. There's no debate. That is a fact. Here, we're talking about interpretations and beliefs. And if you're talking about interpretations and beliefs, then there can't possibly be a wrong answer in this situation.
Right. Yes. Had they said, you know, had this teacher even approached it as, well, you're right that, you know, some people view that as that, you know, had she told my daughter that, that her answer was correct for her and for, I probably still would have had a problem with it, honestly, but, the fact that it was, nope, cross that out, write this, this is your answer, this is what you should believe. That's really where, my mama bear mode kicked in on that.
I love it. Mama bear mode. And I think, again, you're absolutely correct. Some things are questions of fact. Some things are questions of interpretation. It is an objective fact that John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Lincoln. Okay, John Wilkes Booth did it. A number of witnesses can confirm he did it. A lot of other evidence that confirms he did it. So had your daughter said, Lincoln was killed by Edward Stanton, that is a wrong answer, and demonstrably so. But right. Saying what she said about gender identity, that to me is a subjective thing, and it reeks more of indoctrination. And I keep getting back to this, I'm sorry, the Johnny Cochran in me must be coming out. Indoctrination as opposed to education.
Yes, I agree 100%. And so I think we both stand in the same place on that, because when with everything that you just said, I feel strongly the same.
Have you yet to receive any, shall we say, love letters? And I say that very sarcastically. In other words, have you yet to receive any communication from people online or elsewhere, basically arguing that you're some kind of a horrible transphobe?
No, not directly to me. In reading, because it's been shared so many times, so in reading some comments on other people's pages and things like that, I have been reading, kind of listening to some people go back and forth on the subject between them. No one's messaged me directly and said anything negative to me. One person, I believe, on your website, on the WBEN page, one person told me that I should read a dictionary to learn about gender. That was probably the meanest thing that any that's been said to me so far. So besides that, no, it's really been fine. I haven't had any negative experience.
How about your children? Because obviously they're in school, and I would think that they're bearing at least some of the load in this.
So I've been checking in every single day. How'd it go? You know, did you have any tough time with anything? They've all said everything was fine. My son came home today and said, Mom, my lunch lady asked my last name and then asked if you were my mom. And I said, yes. And he said, my lunch lady told me to tell you, great job. And she loved it. Beyond that, none of the kids have really said anything at all. They've either said, tell your mom, you know, from their friends, tell your mom, my mom loved it. But none of them have received any backlash or anything at school. So, but I'm keeping tabs on that daily.
And obviously your mama bear mode has kicked in, continues to stay kicked in. I just have one more thing I want to get to with you before we let you go for today. Adrienne Gummo is with us. She is the Lancaster parent who is basically a rock star at this point, with well over 1 million views of her video talking to the Lancaster school board about her daughter's situation with this teacher. And, you know, I took the time to look up the dictionary definition of gender from Oxford Languages. And I wish, and I don't happen to have one handy, because Mom threw out this 1940s complete Oxford Dictionary set. It was definitely a bit shopworn, because we actually read the dictionaries in our house. But here's what the today definition of gender is, and I hope that somebody in the radio listening audience has a dictionary from the 1970s or even 1980s and can say what the definition of gender is back then, because now I'm looking this up online, and Adrienne, you might get a kick out of this, or you might start to have your blood boil. Gender, the male sex or the female sex, especially when considered with reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones, or one of a range of other identities that do not correspond to established ideas of male and female.
Okay.
Huh? I'm sorry, but I would love to compare the dictionary definition that is online with the dictionary definition with which we were brought up when, you know, all those years ago when dinosaurs roamed the earth and we had to walk to school uphill both ways with barbed wire shoes.
Yes, I'm wondering what year that was changed. I've always just they've been synonymous to me. Gender and sex, they have been synonymous terms. I wasn't ever that definition. I couldn't even repeat it if you said, because it was so many words. To me, gender is male or female, and that's just, you know, where I am. Maybe I'm old, I don't know. Maybe this is the new, you know, everybody has to adopt the new terms. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what my daughter was thinking.
Well, when you're forced to adopt new terms, I must refer back to George Orwell, and he was a socialist, by the way. George Orwell's essay, Politics and the English Language. And it is a masterpiece essay on how language can be used to influence people and to change the way people perceive certain things. And you're going to love this other definition that is up on Google. What is a simple definition of gender? Gender refers to the socially constructed roles, behaviors, expressions, and identities of girls, women, boys, men, and gender diverse people. It influences how people perceive themselves and each other, how they act and interact, and the distribution of power and resources in society. So, excuse me, we've gone from boy or girl to,
right.
Well, it's a social construct. I was unaware that my male parts were a social construct.
What you just read, I would put that definition in a dictionary along with gender identity. I think gender identity and gender are two very different things. That's just my personal, I feel like what you just read would fit gender identity better, what people identify as, but just the actual word gender, I just always, you know, said male or female.
Yeah, if somebody has an old dictionary and you're at home and you can bring it out, email me the title of the dictionary. Which dictionary is it, and what is the definition of gender, and in what year was it published? You can email me, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. Somewhere around here, I've got to have a dictionary from the old days, you know, like the 1990s. Adrian, I want to thank you for the update you gave us. You have heard from some administrators with the school, but they addressed whether they discussed the idea of making sure that your future, well, not your future children, but your children coming up through the ranks of school, they'll have to look at scheduling considerations, but they did not address the chief issue you had, which was
right.
Your daughter's treatment with respect to that quiz.
Yes, and I wasn't even guaranteed your children won't have to have this teacher. It was, we'll have to see about how the schedules are. So, you know, that was a little bit disheartening. I kind of responded with, I hope you'll have compassion after everything that I've said and everything I'm doing. I hope you will take that really into consideration. But, yeah, no, the core problem was never mentioned or addressed. So,
yeah, just remember, inclusivity means everybody but you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Adrian. I appreciate your time and the update very much. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great night.
You too. Adrian Gumbo on WBEN. Always good to get an update from Adrian. Hey, it is Bowerly for Transittown Kia, and I'm so glad to announce that with the help of the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, the lease payments that Kyle Tolbert and his team put together for June are some of the lowest in a long, long time. Transittown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership is making car payments affordable again with lease offers on the new Kia Forte, Sportage, and Sorento, plus the lowest I've ever seen on the award-winning Kia EV6. Go to transittownkia.com, click on monthly specials for details. Not interested in leasing? You like to buy? No problem. Get 1.9% APR financing on select new Kia Sportage and Sorento models. And don't forget, Transittown Kia's streamlined buying process is unlike anything in this market. It's going to save you time, money, and guarantee a pressure-free buying experience. So what are you getting? You're getting a great deal on a great vehicle, affordable payments, the lowest you've seen in a while. Check them out at transittownkia.com. Monthly specials. Transittown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. Transit Road, just south of Clinton. Transittown Kia. Tell them Bowerly sent you.